This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The mission of the U.S. Grains Council is to develop markets, enable trade, and improve lives. Carlos Suarez is the Manager of Sustainability, Policy, and Innovation for the U.S. Grains Council and says that sustainability is becoming more of a central focus across the globe.
Incorporating sustainability is something recent in terms of the actual work that the Grains Council does in its international program. Sustainability has been ingrained in U.S. corn production for decades, and so what we've begun to do is to work on, number one, preventing that sustainability becomes a market access barrier across the countries in which we operate, but more importantly, that we align with our customers in terms of what they are requiring in relation to sustainability, in particularly showcasing how U.S. corn origin can help them meet those requirements.
He says that continued innovation and technology improvements are the keys to helping growers reach sustainability goals.
We see the key performance indicators that the U.S. Grains Council references, which is Field to Market's National Indicators Report. And we see that, for example, water usage since the 1980s has been reduced by over 56%, land use around 44%, and then greenhouse gases by 48%.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking right now with Scott Youngman. He is the Enlist Specialist for Iowa with Corteva, and we are talking about application reminders. And Scott, as farmers look ahead to that post-emergence herbicide application, what do they need to know?
How soon is that pre-emergence residual they put on going to be running out? You know, if the residual, if it was put on weeks ago and they think it might be getting a little weak, it's probably time to maybe go a little earlier with our Enlist Liberty application and have that second residual in with that. We really, really, really want you spraying those water hemp plants when they're 2 to 4 inches. You're going to have so much better control at 2 to 4 inch weeds if you can get out there then. And then finally, the weather. You know, I'm happy to say it. Maybe got my fingers crossed that we're out of this El Nino. Maybe we're going to see some moisture. Weeds are going to hopefully be a little easier to control when we have a little humidity out there. When we talk about the weather, we also need to keep in mind the wind. We want the wind at least 3 miles an hour, not over 10.
Learn more at Enlist.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.